Chute Chigamba. I live in Harare in Zimbabwe. I have 9 children and 17 grandchildren. I make and play the mbira for a living. The mbira is a traditional Zimbabwean instrument, also known as the thumb piano. Sometimes the mbira is accompanied by the hosho or shakers.
I'm Priscilla Mungiri, and I'm Sekiru Chikamba's granddaughter. My grandfather stays in another part of Harare. I see him very often. I always come here to see him, or else I'll phone him. We get along very much. I tell him everything, even my secrets about boyfriends. He gives me advice every time for one to do things. I have to first confirm, I have to first see him.
That's how they connect together. Zimbira sound and hosho. So she's not playing very well because she was very, very young when she learned to play hosho. Now she's forgetting, but her father can play. My childhood was different to her because our home, you know, around hut and smeared with mud to plaster the walls, and the roof was thatched with the grass, and we didn't have enough blankets and all that. Now, you know, Priscilla is used to stay in town. In the rural areas, sometimes you walk barefooted. You know, you have to till the land, you have to weed the weeds in the field, and Priscilla cannot work as hard as those people, you know, in the rural area. And then physically she can walk 1 kilometer, and that's all. That's how different is Priscilla's life by now and my life.
Education has changed a lot from my grandfather's generation to our generation. Things are more advanced nowadays. Long back they used to get jobs without even one subject. But nowadays things have developed, there are computers, so without education you can't even use that thing. My grandmother doesn't go to work. She has never worked before. The husband looks after her. But it's better like my grandmother. She can play mbira, she can do these traditional things, but she doesn't like going to work. But I wouldn't like that, because now my ambition is I would like to work in the travel companies for maybe for 2 years. Afterwards, I'll go abroad, get money, then I'll come back here, open a company. I would like to be a business lady.
The life of today and the marriage of today is different. You know, it depends, you know, when you get married, do you love each other? These days, they don't know what love is. You know, what they want is to make love, to sleep together, and that's all. They don't plan things. They don't work on their life. We have to plan together.
So my grandfather's got 9 children, and I want to have one. Different nowadays. The 90s kind of so many children, because it's difficult to maintain so many children. The dollars has gone down, people are starving. Even people with 3 children, they're complaining nowadays. So it's better I'll have one. Otherwise, some of them will end up being street kids.